In this bulletin, New South Wales authorities are monitoring the COVID situation over the weekend as the state remains in lockdown. The World Health Organization is concerned about ongoing vaccine inequality. And in sport, tennis home favourite Andy Murray heads home after a third round loss at Wimbledon. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic. New South Wales authorities will be closely monitoring coronavirus developments this weekend, with the lockdown orders remaining in place for Sydney. The state recorded 31 new COVID-19 cases overnight Thursday into Friday, and 27 are linked to previously confirmed infections, with the government warning the next few days are critical. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant would not speculate as to whether the 14-day lockdown will end next Friday or be extended, but she is asking people not to become fatigued.
The best chance we have for coming out of the lockdown as quickly as possible is going to be if we see a turn in those numbers. And that relies on the community, one, to continue to come out and get tested.
South Australia has reported another COVID-19 case linked to a minor who recently returned from the Northern Territory. Premier Stephen Marshall says a fourth child in the man's family has now tested positive for the virus. All six family members, who all have the infection, have been transferred to Adelaide's dedicated facility for positive cases and are not considered a risk to the wider community. But Mr. Marshall says Australia will not reduce its current COVID-19 restrictions, given the level of community transmission around the country, including the cases in New South Wales announced yesterday. The measures include a reduced density requirement for most venues, mandatory mask wearing in high-risk settings, and a limit of 10 people at family gatherings. The Northern Territory, Queensland and Western Australia are out of lockdown despite a few new locally acquired cases recorded on Friday. Residents in the Northern Territory still have to wear masks, however, have been out of lockdown since 1 p.m. yesterday. Queensland's three-day lockdown has largely lifted, despite four new cases of local transmission reported in the southeast corner. A snap lockdown ended at 6 p.m. yesterday for everyone except residents of Brisbane and Moreton Bay, where mystery infections continue to cause concern. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says some restrictions still apply and contact tracers need more time to uncover links between cases.
So I'm really asking people in the Brisbane City Council and Moreton Bay local government areas, the lockdown will continue for 24 hours.
And in Western Australia, Perth's four-day lockdown is over for more than 2 million West Australians. The measure was lifted at 12:01 a.m. this morning. Western Australia recorded one new local case on Friday, and interim restrictions are currently in place. Johnson & Johnson say its single-shot COVID-19 vaccine shows promise against the Delta variant and other emerging strains, and also provides durable protection against the infection more broadly. The health company says its vaccine is 85% effective, can prevent hospitalisation and death, and should create an immune response to last at least 8 months. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization's General Director, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has once again urged world leaders to come together and solve vaccine inequality. He says equal distribution of vaccines will be the only way out of the pandemic, given the serious threat posed by variants.
We're in a very dangerous period of this pandemic. In those countries with low vaccination coverage, terrible scenes of hospitals overflowing are again becoming the norm. But no country on earth is out of the woods yet.
The Delta variant has now been detected in nearly 100 countries and is fast becoming the predominant strain. And after almost 20 years, Allied forces have left Bagram Airfield, the epicentre of the war, to oust the Taliban and hunt down the Al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. The airfield has reportedly been handed over to the Afghan National Security and Defence Force. United States President Joe Biden says there is nothing unusual or rushed about the process of withdrawal.
Look, we're in that war for 20 years. 20 years. And I think I met with the Afghan government here in the White House, and I think they have the capacity to be able to sustain the government. There's going to have to be, down the road, more negotiations, I suspect. But I am concerned that they deal with the internal issues that they have to be able to generate the kind of support they need nationwide to maintain the government.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the US has identified a group of Afghan nationals which are to be granted special immigrant visas, however, did not comment on the total number. And in sport, former British two-time Wimbledon champion Andy Murray has been knocked out of the competition in the third round. Canadian Denis Shapovalov won in straight sets, progressing it to the next round. 34-year-old Murray was back in the singles at Wimbledon for the first time since 2017 after two hip surgeries. 22-year-old number 10 seed Shapovalov has reached the Wimbledon last 16 for the first time in his career. And for a look at the weather around the country today, in Perth, mostly sunny, 21. 13 degrees in Adelaide, showers. 11 degrees in Melbourne with a shower or two. Mostly sunny in Hobart, 14 degrees. 11 degrees in Canberra with a shower or two. Sydney, sunny, 18 degrees. Rain at times in Brisbane today, 19 degrees. Cloudy in Cairns, 28. While Darwin will be a sunny 33 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.